Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not telling you anything, I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
I will vote.
Very certain. Okay. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
66.
And what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, African American, Hispanic. Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
From 0 to 10? Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one, Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman. Strongly
approves.
Strongly or somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Donald Trump as former president. Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapprove.
Joe Biden as president.
Strongly approve.
And Sherrod Brown as senator.
Strongly approve.
Now I'm going to review a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Marcy Kaptur. How would you rate Marcy Kaptur? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Republicans in Congress? Republicans in general?
Terrible.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
First Energy? How would you rate First Energy?
Favorable.
Just somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable. What's the worst one?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
The next one, Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general.
Somewhat favorable.
And the last one, Derek Marin. Do you recognize the name?
Don't know him.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
And if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom will you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance whatsoever.
Okay, now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a brief statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her or you don't think it is true, please let me know.
Well, if they could prove their statements, I wouldn't vote for her, but they can't prove it, so I will vote for Marcy Kaptur.
Correct, but after hearing this statement, does the statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less, makes no difference, or more likely?
More likely.
And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, again, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or make no difference. And again, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it is true, let me know. The first one, Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define the crime of aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, makes no difference, or more likely?
Less likely.
Much less or just somewhat less?
Much less.
The next one is this. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who vote to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, the statement makes no difference, or more likely?
More likely, I will not vote for him.
Okay. And much less likely, after hearing that.
Much less likely.
Okay. The next one, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely?
Less likely.
Much less or just somewhat?
Much.
And the last three. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, and the last two. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sold extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely?
Much less likely.
And the last one. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin votes no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even votes no on that. As I think that, much less likely, somewhat less, the statement makes no difference, or more likely?
Much less.
Okay. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for Marin?
I will not vote for Marin.
Okay. And after what you just heard, what is the best reasons to vote against Republican Derek Marin?
They're all greedy. For their own pockets.
Okay. Anyone, and someone else?
Pardon?
Or just that? Anything else or just that?
Just that.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
And what would you say is the primary reasons not to vote for Republican Derek Marin? You can say anything at all.
They're all greedy for their own pockets.
Okay. Just let me document your answer. Okay.
Is that the end of the survey?
We were almost done. This is the last few questions just for classification purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is the last year of what?
Of schooling, like first through 11th grade, high school, technical or vocational school, some college, or
some college
degree. Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm registered independent.
And how important is politics to your personal identity? It's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Somewhat important.
And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And, okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.